I believe that even though we don't always get what we want, we do get what we need.
I believe in mentors.
I believe that everybody who is different still has a chance.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Have you noticed that sometimes food is much more than, well, food? Sometimes food connects us to special events and people in our lives, helping to shape the people we become. As the French novelist Marcel Proust said in Remembrance of Things Past, the smell and taste of things remain poised for a long time, like souls ready to remind us. And that's what comes to mind in this week's essay by Catherine Egan.
Every day for the 12 years of my public school education, my father made a lunch for me. Each morning, I would breeze into the kitchen and find him midway through the family lunch assembly line. Four sets of bread would be lined up, open-faced on the kitchen counter with various layers of ham and cheese. Without fail, Dad would look up, smile, and say, "Hey, kiddo," before delving back into the serious business of prepping lunch for me, my siblings, and himself. After the lunches were assembled, Dad lined each one up in a paper bag. As I got older and my taste became more exotic, simple ham and cheese was replaced by turkey with balsamic dressing on a wheat wrap or carrot sticks with hummus. But the morning ritual of chatting with my father as he made my lunch remained an unchanging aspect of my adolescence. The night before my last day of high school, Dad asked me what I would like to take for lunch. "It's a big one," he joked. "It might be the last lunch I ever make for you." At that moment, I realized that the seniors would be having a barbecue the next day, meaning that I had already eaten the last lunch my father would make for me. When I shared this revelation with my dad, we both burst into tears. I believe these brown bag lunches were not only the bridge between the comfort of home and the hectic school day, they also built a bridge between me and my dad. Sometimes Dad tucked into the bag notes reading, "Go get 'em," if I had a biology test or a presentation in English. Though I was quick to stuff these notes in my pocket before my friends could see them, my father's lunches were a consistency that I came to cherish. Never mind that my friends either made their own, took lunch money, or had their moms make their lunches. I knew that Dad's lunches were a sign that I was blessed with the constant love that every child deserves. Years after the eve of my last day in high school, I moved back in with my parents to save money while in graduate school. At 22 years old, I knew I was old enough to make my own lunch, but I couldn't help but feel lucky every morning when I came downstairs to find a fresh pot of coffee with a note reading, "Good luck out there. Love, Dad."
Catherine Egan is an English teacher at North Smithfield High School. She wrote this essay after challenging her own students to write their This I Believe essays. And she reports she now lives independently in Providence, out of her parents' house, where she successfully makes her own lunch and coffee every single day. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.